most people, Hoshana Rabbah is the day in the Jewish calendar, which is, unless a person learns the Svarim, or is in the company of Tzaddikim, we don't appreciate the magnitude of what Hoshana Rabbah really is. Even the name connotes Hoshana Rabbah, like, you know, the great. It can mean the great Hoshana, because we do seven times Hoshana around the Bima, but Hoshana Rabbah means like the great redemption. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdu agadol, He made an Ir Miklat, a place of Yeshua for Yidden, that even if Yom Kippur wasn't enough to be ma'ir them, to be ma'ir us, to do proper tshuva, to be zeichet to sicha mechilin kapara, so Hoshana Rabbah gives us that opportunity. It's a day of tremendous hisgalus of rachamim. Whereas in order to bring down this rachamim on Yom Kippur, we have to make a day where we're mamish like in Shemayim, like malachim, where there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no physical pleasures whatsoever. We're completely removed from the physical world. And each and every one of us on Yom Kippur is like a malach Hashem, dressed in white, in shul all day long, Isaac Betfila, Bakasha. Hoshana Rabbah is a great, great gili of Rachmanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where He meets us where we are, that He doesn't expect us to completely be parish ourselves in the physical world, fakert, that it's a chol ha-mayid, that there's an aspect of chol within the mayid. And in that place of chol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down that Rachmanas of Yom Kippur. B'yeser se'es, Hashem Hashem Karachem Mechanun, tremendous, tremendous Rachmanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down on Hoshana Rabbah. Where we are, without having to change the tzura of the week, other than the fact that it's a chol and a moed combined. But because on the chitzonius, it just appears to be like a regular day. Many people go around with the same levushim. And because it falls out, you know, after 4 days of chol ha-moed, and it seems like it's just one of the regular days of chol ha-moed, just part of the bunch, we don't appreciate how it is that Shaykh, that Hoshana Rabbah could be mamash a yotze min haklal, that it could be a day on the Jewish calendar which really defies all logic. And this idea of defying all logic really connects to the Yushpiza Diyoma, to the Yushpiza of the day, which is Davin HaMelech Alav HaShalom, the Evin Masa Habayinu HaYisrael HaRishpina, that nobody understood Davin HaMelech. That even Shmuel HaNavi, that when he looked at Davin HaMelech, he didn't see the godless on Davin HaMelech. It's so easy to look at the chitzonius of David HaMelech and to think that he's just a regular guy. Same thing is true with Hoshana Rabbah. It's very easy just to look at the tzur of the day and to think that Hoshana Rabbah is just a regular day in Chol HaMoed. But in fact, this last day of Chol HaMoed, which is farthest away from the first day of Yontif, in which one would think that it's the lowest level of Kedusha out of all the days, that really it defies our logic. Is that which the Gemara says about the Malchus, that the Malchus is koifetz l'roish. There's an idea about the Malchus, that it jumps to the top, that the Melech is poritz geder, that it defies all logic, that all the gedarim and all the gvulas of the seicha. So the day of the Malchus, the day of B'Av Malch Mashicha, it's Avin Masu Abayinim, it seems like it's counted out, that Hayisal HaReish Pina, it's really the highest day of the entire Yontif. Like the Gemara says, that Yerovam said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, La'asalava mi barosh, who's going to go first? So David HaMelech is going to go first. Ha'isa l'reish pina. David HaMelech, his day, although it's at the tail, it's the zanav, it's at the bottom, but that end is really the top. Yesterday's Ushpizen was Yosef HaTzadik. And we're familiar with the fact that the Arbas Aminim, that they correspond to the Ushpizin, as is known, that the three Hadassim correspond to the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Aravos correspond to Moshe and Aharon. And Yosef is the Lulav, and David HaMelech is the Esrog. This relationship between the Lulav and the Esrog, between Yosef and David, which represents, of course, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. The fact that the Lulav and the Esrog always have to be combined, always have to be touching with each other, which represents the Yichud of Yosef and David. The idea of the Lulav, as we know, corresponds to the spine. That the spine runs from the top of the head, it connects to the brain, and runs all the way down to the lowest places of the body, to the bris. And in the same way that the spine runs from the highest place to the lowest place, so too the lulav runs from it's the highest, it reaches the top. It's higher above all the other of the minim. But also that the base and the heels of the lulav also goes lower than any of the other minim. It goes lower even than the Arabos and the Hadassah, even lower than the Esrog. The Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik is that he's able to run from the highest place to the lowest place. And the reason why he's able to do that is with his Chachma. Because the Torah says about Yosef HaTzadik, Ben Zikunim, that he was the Ben Chakim. That Yosef HaTzadik is the Chacham. As Paro is made on Yosef HaTzadik. But there's no Ein Navon V'Chacham Kamaycha, that there's nobody in Chachma that is like you, that he's Tzaf Nas Paneach, that he's able to reveal all concealed things, this Yosef HaTzadik. When we look at the minim, we see that the minim that they stand in our arms and our hands together as one, that the one of the minim which stands the proudest and the tallest of all the minim is Yosef HaTzadik. Like we find even in the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, that all of the other bushels were bowing down, but Yosef's stalk was Aimi Begam Nitzava. It was standing, and it was standing proud and strong and tall. The Torah says about Yosef HaTzadik that he's Yifei Tayer v'Yifei Mara, that anybody who looks at Yosef HaTzadik, everybody can see the beauty of Yosef HaTzadik. You can see the beauty and the royalty and the proudness of the lulav. No matter how far away you are, you can always see the lulav. Because the lulav is standing head and shoulders above everybody else. That's the same description that the Torah gives to Shaul HaMelech. That he was a head taller than everybody else. That Shaul was the one who stood proud, that he stood tall, that he was chosen to be Melech, like Yosef is chosen to be Melech, because of his Chachma, which shined on his face, that everybody can see the Tzidkus of Yosef HaTzadik and the Tzidkus of Shaul HaMelech. And that's what we say about the Lulav. But the Lulav, that it doesn't have a good Reyach, but it has a good Tam. Because the Tamar has a good Tam. The Tamarim has a good Tam. And you can taste. You can taste the sweetness of Yosef HaTzadik. His Chachma is so sweet. Like we said yesterday in Kohelet, that's Masuk L'ar. Rashi says that the Torah is so sweet, that the light of Torah is so sweet, that the Torah of Yosef HaTzadik was so sweet to anybody who heard his Torah. That his Chachma, anybody who was in the company of Yosef HaTzadik would be mesmerized by his wisdom. When you have David HaMelech, and you have this Esrog, which, according to halacha, it just has to be the size of a kabeya. It can literally fit into the palm of your hand and nobody can even see it. I wouldn't say that it's the most striking of all the fruits that there are which grows on the trees. The splendor of the esrog is not even its taste. It's a very sour taste. It's a very bitter taste of the esrog. But kaishi, we make a jelly out of it because we know the qualities of the skulos that come with that. But the virtue of the Esrog above all the other fruits is that it has a Tam Tov. Although it has a Tam Tov, it's not as sweet as the date. It's bitter. But the crowning quality of the Esrog is the smell of the Esrog. And even if it's in the palm of your hand, or even if you put it in your Esrog box, you could still smell the Esrog through the Esrog box. And even the Esrog box that smells itself inside smells like the Esrog. Wherever it goes, it gives off this Reach Tov. And you wouldn't think by looking at it that it has a Gevaldic smell. It just carries along, and wherever it goes, it leaves its impression wherever it goes. And you hold it in the palm of your hand, and when you put it down after you finish shaking the lulav, you can smell on your hand, you become smelling like the Esrog. This is the virtue of David HaMelech. that even Shmuel, who says, Anoichi haroya, that I can see everything, and when it came to David HaMelech, he couldn't see because the tzidkus of David HaMelech runs so deep that even the eyes of the Navi Hashem can't see the tzidkus of David HaMelech. That his smell, the v'hereicha b'yiras Hashem, that says about Mashiach Tzidkenu, that it's so deep, the quality and the virtue of David HaMelech, which makes him find his chen in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, runs so deep that no human eye can see that chen. That you could just smell it. It's not, it can't be heard, it can't be seen. And it doesn't stand proud and tall. You can't see the tzidkos of David HaMelech. And this relationship between Yosef and David is a relationship between Chachma / Torah and Tefillah. Because the lulav runs from the top of the spine, which is the brain, which is the place of Torah, which is the intellect, which is the seichel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia shefa, he opens up the intellect to be able to learn Torah, to be masik Torah. And it's connected to the bris, it runs all the way down, as we know that kafi a person's zehirus, and his shmiras abris is yizaycheh, to have hasagas and limit Torah that way. And the beauty of Torah is apparent to anybody who comes, who has a taste of Torah, can see just how sweet Torah is. Mesukim edvash v'neifes tzufim. Dvash we know is honey. At the tamar. Whereas tefillah, which is the virtue of David HaMelech, which is the esreg, which is kafi the lev, ezu hi avoy deshev lev zu tefillah, nobody can see other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Adam is yira le'inayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yira le'levav, that Hashem sees in the heart just how deep the waters of tefillah run, that nobody was able to see this heart of tefillah that David HaMelech had, that you couldn't see on the outside by the way that he davened, that he had, that it was running so deep. But he worked and he worked and he worked, and he was open his heart, open my heart, open my eye much, much more to reveal that Reach of Hashem, the Tapuchin Kaddishim. We know that the Esrog is that Tapuchin Kaddishim. To open up the Kedusha within oneself, within the heart, that Oymik and Tzvila, nobody could see that. But between the two things, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's going to be? Is it going to be the Chachma? Is it going to be the Tyre? Is it going to be the Tzvila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my crowning Melech is David HaMelech. The tefillah reigns as the Melech Rishon, and then it's the Chachma and the Torah which reigns second to that. This is the crown of the Esrog, the Shoshanta, the Pitim of the Esrog. But the Lulav doesn't wear the crown. It's the Esrog which wears the crown. That's the Pitim. Pitaim is a lashon pitaim, which is a mouth of tmimus. It's not a mouth of chachma. But the virtue of the esrog is that it has to be tamim, it has to be unblemished. And that's why we make a big deal about the chaitam of the esrog. The chaitam is the nose of the esrog, the smell, the v'hericha b'yiras Hashem, the yiras Hashem, how it smells. That it can't be seen, it can't be understood. But the beauty of the Esrog is that it doesn't have any blemishes, that it's not a balmum, that it's tamim, that it's meshivas nafesh. The tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha, that type of a heart, is what finds chen in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with David HaMelech. And in fact, David HaMelech, through his tefillah, he's able to be zeichet to even higher levels of chachma than the seichel can. So not only is he crowned king because of the oimek ha-tefillah, which is so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even in Torah itself, that a person who's ma'amik in tefillah, he turns into a mayan shel Torah. Which is the whole inyan of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That the Mizbeach, which is considered to be the place of tefillah, of self-sacrifice, of Mesiras Nefesh, that place becomes a place of mayan, a mayan of Torah, a mayan of mayan. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Asa Lavai, it's not going to be called the place of Torah, even though the Sanhedrin HaGadol sits in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be called Kibesi Beis Tefillah Yikar. Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatest nachas is Tefillah. And Fakir, then in the Schus of the Tefillah which takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Gufa why the Sanhedrin HaGadol convenes there. That it's the Bayis Shemagadlim by Torah, it's the Bayis Shemagadlim by Tefillah, it's the place of Torah and Tefillah Biyachar. It's the place of Yosef and David Biyachar. It's a place of Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Mekeser Echad. This is the glory, and this is the unbelievable segula which this day of Hashanah Rabbah has, that it's a day of Tehillim, it's a day of being Mayrach and Tefillah, it's a day of the Dvayde of David HaMelech, it's the day of Malchus, that we reveal the Malchus of Tefillah. The Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that the Malachim come with a taina before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, how come the Yidden are not saying Hallel today? It's a Yantiv. We should be saying Hallel today. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, Sifei Chaim, Sifei Meisim, Pesuchim, V'Nisol Yorim U'Shira, that they should sing Shira when the Sifei Chaim and the Sifei Meisim are Pesuchim. Then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is the day of Din, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, L'chaim u'lamaves, we don't sing Shira. We don't sing Hallel. But L'maisa, the Malachim have a very good Havamina. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't doicha them, he's not madcha them. He just says, I can't expect them to sing Shira when the books of life and death are open. I don't put it upon them. We spoke about one year that we were mekayim that Hallel through the Shofar, which is Halleluhu b'seka Shofar. But that's b'skasya, but that's not a real Hallel, which is b'farhesya. And the truth is that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're not yet on the Madrega that we're able to sing Shira and to sing Hallel b'peh mele. It's only all after crossing a Rosh Hashanah and crossing a Yom HaKippurim and crossing the first days of Sukkot that we come to another day called Hoshana Rabbah, where despite the fact that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are Psuchim, we sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Hallel. And if we haven't been Zeichah B'din yet on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, today that finally that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are Psuchim, and Af Al Pi Chen we sing Shir before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Raya that we're Dvukim and Mekushrem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'li Safek, and that we're Be'etzem B'nei Chaim. And all the tainas and all the sveikas and all the questions, it's the day of Hoshana Rabbah, it's the great Hoshana, it's the great day of Yeshua. Whereas the Gemara says, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Rosh Hashanah Yishi Zu Yom HaKippurim, that Yom HaKippur is called Yishi, it's a day of Hoshana. Rosh Hashanah is called Hoshana Rabbah. Because if we say Hallel, despite the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim being Psuchim Lefaneinu, that shows that we're be'etzem Makushot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachayim Mamish, there's no suffix. There's no need to be done. That every single Jew, even the Aravos, even the Rishayim, that they've had a hard time opening up their mouths, this Fasayim, which is what the Aravos correspond to, that it should be sweet, it should be Areva Befihem, that the Hallel should be so sweet, and the Hashanah should be so sweet, and Hoshana Rabbah, and in the chesed of Malka Meshchicha, the Yishpiza D'Yayma, and the chesed of the Torah, and the Tefillah, and the Arvus of the Aravos, of the Achdus and Klai Yisrael, which the Melech brings, Shtaka B'Zeicha, to be Nechta V'Nechta, Mesifei Chaim, to be Zeicha, to Rishna, Skul of Yeshua, B'Pi Yisrael, Tzedek, M'Heira, V'Yameinu, Amen. Amen.
I don't know if you're promised that part, that Yishi or Yishi, Hoshana Rabbah is much or.
Very nice.
Combined,
Smashanim Kimber. Very nice.
You told me last night that or is Rabbah. No, the Ari told me or, and Yishi makes sense.
Very nice.